Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. Billy Vaughn's orchestra is next on Monitor with Odds and Ends. Kathmandu, Nepal, announces the intention of a Japanese Himalayan expedition to ski down Mount Everest, the world's highest mountain. I think they're going to call it kamikaze skiing. Here's a new establishment with an appropriate new number. It's Monitor's Pick of the Week. Sounds like something maybe Yogi Berra wrote. You know what it's called? Sunday's going to come on Tuesday.
Oh,
On the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
I thought you might be interested in some random reflections on Hawaii, our bustling newest state, only 10 years old, but growing at an unprecedented rate that resembles the Klondike or the Oklahoma Run. I suppose that if you'd looked sharply enough, all that now follows about Hawaii could have been observed in your newspapers or on the air. But we traditionally tend to shrug off a lot of important news stories because they're so familiar. Some news stories actually don't get the coverage they should only because they're familiar. They're constantly with us. But that doesn't make them any less important. Take the high incidence of accident and cancer. Last year alone, over 8 million people were disabled by accidents. And throughout the years, listen to this, 2 out of 3 families are touched by cancer. That's why Dr. Charles Mayo II, Associate Medical Director of Mutual of Omaha, and my other friends at Mutual of Omaha, have created a unique new health insurance that attacks the high cost of these two great threats to your family, cancer and accidents. This protection is so important, they've named it Mutual of Omaha's 60th Anniversary Plan. It pays cash as soon as cancer is diagnosed and gives you immediate financial help in case of an accident. And the policy pays in addition to any other protection you may have. The cost is low, less than 15 cents a day, for important extra health insurance protection against both cancer and accident. With 2 out of 3 families touched by cancer and accident rates rising constantly, you need this extra protection that's now available in most states. And you can have it by simply contacting your Mutual of Omaha man or write to me, Bob Considine, Mutual of Omaha, Omaha, Nebraska. The other day in Honolulu, I asked Hawaii's Governor John A. Burns what advice he had, if any, to give to U.S. mainland states on the touchy question of racial integration. Hawaii, of course, is without parallel in that field. Its peoples and racial mixtures are Hawaiian, Chinese, Japanese, English, French, Negro, Portuguese, Korean, Spanish, Micronesian, and whatnot. Well, I'd hesitate to lecture other states on how we operate, the governor said. All we do is show the world our example from day to day. Our people live together in harmony, whatever their color. Integration works here in Hawaii as nowhere else in the United States. It does indeed. One hears people casually discussing which blend of cultures and pigmentations create the most beautiful people. When my wife and I were in Hawaii in 1941, we were assured that the ideal racial mating was Chinese and Hawaiian. On this recent trip, we heard a student in these matters say, with equal assurance in his voice, that there's no living creature born with a better chance to be beautiful and sharp than the child of a Scotsman and a Japanese. Jokes are made. A clever MC named Al Harrington, who looks a bit like a cross between Cassius Clay and Rudolph Valentino, said the other night from a nightclub floor, "Well, I'm glad my Irish father found my Hawaiian mother. With all the trouble between blacks and whites on the mainland, it's nice and comforting to be beige." And that he is, and proud of it. Hawaii is super. You should go. See America first and all that sort of thing. It's easier to get there than ever, by the way, and cheaper. The airlines are turning that 2,500 miles of ocean between our Pacific coast and Hawaii's into a mill pond. Moreover, they'll soon be flying directly from New York and other eastern cities, nonstop. If you find the familiar Waikiki Beach area on Oahu too crowded these days, there are still limitless virginal reaches on that same island. I played golf the other day in a valley on Oahu I'd never heard of, and I've been going to Hawaii since 1941. It is Makaha, developed by a self-made multi-millionaire Chinese-American named Chin Ho. It's a magnificent place. There's always Kauai, of course, the garden island where South Pacific was filmed, and Maui, which has maybe the finest beach in the world, aside from Jones Beach in New York and Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. And almost anywhere you choose to go on the big island, which is Hawaii, is paradise. So go soon, please. You owe it to yourself. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. And for more information on Mutual of Omaha's unique cancer and accident protection, contact your man from Mutual of Omaha, or just write to me, Bob Considine, Mutual of Omaha, Omaha, Nebraska.
On the Line with Bob Considine is brought to you every weekend by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Hey, this is Rocky Graziano. For parents, people with kids. I got a knockout. Nowadays, when your kid asks to go to the movies, you're scared, right? Maybe the picture's to, the kids. Now, no more worries. Abraham and Strauss is having a film festival just for kids. It's called ANS Children's Movie of the Month. In September, October, November, and December, ANS is going to have a special kid movie show on Saturdays at theaters in your neighborhood in Brooklyn and Long Island. Great movies for kids. A different one every month, plus cartoons and stuff. A season ticket at all four shows costs only $2.50. Big deal. Get tickets for your kids in the children's department of any Abraham and Strauss store. Get to ANS right away before all the tickets are gone, because I'm in one of the pictures. I play Santa Claus in a battle of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, and I'm just beautiful.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
And a half minutes after the monitor hour, and what better time for Engelbert Humperdinck?
Catch a star before it touched the ground. I'd place it in a box, tie ribbons all around, and then I'd offer it to you. A token of my love and deep devotion. The world's a better place. With you here by my side, how fast the shadows fade, and there is hope inside my heart. Cause I have something wonderful to live for. Oh, the world's a better place. With you to turn to, I'm a better man. Oh, heaven loved you, and as I am today.
Anytime you pull into a Gulf station that has a 10-second clock, you'll be greeted in 10 seconds or less. We asked people what they thought of that.
To be waited on within 10 seconds is pretty good for a gas station. Especially good like in the morning when, you have to be at work. Sometimes you're a little late for one reason or another. 10-second policy, it's like a pit stop.
In a world where you've got to wait around for just about everything, isn't it great you don't have to at Gulf?
This has been a year where just about every player in the National League has had some contact with pressure. One look at the standings will show you what I mean. But one player was up against the pressure of a different kind. I'm talking about Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Willie Davis, who set a new club record by hitting safely in 30 consecutive games. Of all the different performances that can set a baseball player apart, I've got to believe that a consecutive game hitting streak is the toughest of all. In the first place, unlike a pitching record, a hitting streak is put on the line every day. Also, the batter doesn't always have, say, four chances a game to keep the streak going.
A guy might be walked intentionally a couple of times, have to sacrifice another time. And that leaves just one time at bat. And if there's no base hit, there goes the streak. During the great hitting streak of Joe DiMaggio's, when he batted safely in 56 consecutive games, it was even tougher. Under the rules at that time, if DiMaggio had walked every time in a game, his streak would have ended. And DiMaggio says that Philadelphia pitcher Johnny Babbage tried that on him, and Joe leaned across the plate and got a base hit on a bad pitch and kept the streak going. Also, every pitcher wants to be the guy who stops a hitting streak. Dutch Leonard, the great knuckleballer, says that he threw one spitball in his entire career. He threw it to Joe DiMaggio during the streak. And Dutch says the pitch fooled Joe, and he swung when he didn't mean to, and the ball dropped just beyond the infielders for Joe's only hit of that game. Hitting streaks are tough on the hitter, even when there's nothing else to think about. Willie Davis had the extra burden of being on a club that was in a tough pennant fight. I'm impressed with a ball player who plays in 30 straight games. To do what Willie Davis did, hit safely in 30 straight games, certainly calls for a tip of the hat from me. Now this from Kent Cigarettes.
What a good time. What a good time for a Kent. Hey, hey, what a good time. The good taste of Kent was meant for a day like today.
If you like them long, if you like them good tasting, get with Kent Hundreds. When it comes to the long ones, nobody does it like Kent does it. So try them.
What a good time for a Kent.
This one by the Buckinghams is their latest.
It's a beautiful day for loving. Only for loving. What can I?
Traveling through the weekend world with Monitor. You know, I do a lot of flying. One day I was so impressed with how neat the stewardess looked, I asked her what her secret was. And she told me one of her secrets, Griffin Liquid Wax. You see, Griffin gives a brighter shine, up to 25% brighter than another leading polish. And that's why so many stewardesses, so many shoe shine parlors, so many people use Griffin. It's America's number one polish. You pay a little less, and you get a lot more shine with Griffin. Ask any airline hostess.
¶¶
Booker T and the MGs playing Slum Baby. If you're traveling in Northern California right now, you're hearing us on station KQMS Redding, 1400 on the dial. Wherever and whenever you travel, take an NBC listening guide with you. It's free and it lists every NBC station by state, name, and dial setting from coast to coast. For your copy, drop a line to monitor NBC New York, zip code 10020. Joe Garagiola here. Be back shortly. And me, Joe Garagiola. Monitor's Hungriest Thief of the Week award goes to that three-man gang in London. You know what they did? They grabbed a parcel from an employee of the British Broadcasting Company, jumped into his car, and made their getaway. Total loot, the man's lunch, and some meat he had bought for his dog or his producer.
This is a 12 string. It's embarrassing to walk out with a flat G string, you know? Now this one, you can have two of them. This is an old Chinese custom called tuning. That's close enough for jazz, ain't it? Key of C, Al. One, two, three.
No mistaking that voice, Glenn Campbell. This was quite a week in the town of Princeton, New Jersey. More than two centuries of tradition was shattered at world-famous Princeton University. For the first time in 223 years, Princeton admitted freshman co-eds to its previously all-male campus. Princeton trustees made the decision last year despite strong opposition from the diehard alumni. During the registration, Monitor reporter Jack Franks talked with the young lady pioneers.
Why did the gals come to Princeton? Robin Herman of Long Island, New York, had this answer during a registration jam session.
Since I was going to be spending 4 years of my life at a place, I wanted a place that was going to be exciting and challenging, and this is quite an opportunity. I guess I'm a trailblazer or something like that.
Did you make your decision partly on the ratio of men to women here at the school?
Well, that certainly was part of my decision, yes, it was. But of course, it's such a great university. Had it been called for a long time, I'm sure I would have come anyway.
What about studies? Well, another new freshman, a Southern belle, Gail Finney of Houston, says all the boys on campus won't detract her from her studies.
Because I'm kind of used to that. I had that kind of same situation. I took courses that were mainly, well, a lot of times mainly boys were in them.
What kind of courses?
Math and science courses, you know, that were, well, the boys greatly outnumbered the girls. I'm used to it. It doesn't bother me at all. I get along better with boys and girls in situations like that.
The first gal to register at Princeton and thus become the first female student in its history was Barbara Cunningham of Morristown, New Jersey, who already has had a minor problem with all the boys around.
Three guys walked in my room while I was in my underwear.
And what did you do?
Said hi.
But regardless of the technical problem still to be worked out, it looks like co-eds are here to stay at the former all-male Princeton University campus. This is Jack Franks in Princeton for Monitor.
Just think, 4 years from now, you'll be able to say Princeton graduates are among the prettiest in the country. You won't get punched in the nose either.
Is running out of the sky. Turn one more page now. Go on, boy. Another day. Another night. Melting one into one till the world is done. To be blind is the state of mind in confusion, but I'm facing reality whenever I face the inside of me.
This number by Vicky Carr, Eternity, and you heard it here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC, this is the place. The place for music, news, weather, and me. WNBC, right here. This is the place. The place for Fortune Phone and me. WNBC, this is the place for you and me, Charlie Brown, weekdays 4 to 7:45 p.m.
Youth wants to know in ways that get to us every day. Today's youth is growing into the interplanetary generation, And it's not the carefree time we used to picture. These things are in the thinking and programs of the groups to which so many young people belong. The Scouts, Boys Clubs, Campfire Girls, and other youth services in your United campaign. Your United Fund supports services helping people of all ages. Give your fair share the United way.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Katie, how about lunch?
Cat, Nancy.
Oh, why?
Well, the boss man's been a tyrant all morning.
Oh,
I've got the darndest headache.
What Katie needs is Anacin. In minutes, Anacin relieves headache pain, and so it's nervous tension. So you're back into action. You see, Anacin contains twice as much of the pain reliever doctors recommend most for headaches. Yes, twice as much as any other leading extra-strength tablet.
Good thing to remember, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Anacin tablets for nervous tension headaches.
Here's an important message for hemorrhoid sufferers. Several outstanding doctors report a special medication called Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids except in severe or persistent cases. Yes, in most cases, Preparation H relieves painful discomfort as it gently causes reduction. Millions of people buy Preparation H each year to obtain relief. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
I have been a rover, I have walked alone, hiked 100 highways, never found a home. Still and all I'm happy, reason is you see, once in a while along the way, love and good to me. There was a girl, Denver, for the summer storm. Oh, her eyes were tender, oh, her arms were warm, and she could smile away the thunder, kiss away the rain. Even though she's gone away, won't hear me complain. I have been a rover, I have walked alone, hiked 100 highways, never found a home. Still and all I'm happy, once in a while, along the way, love's been good to me. There was a girl in Portland before the winter chill. We used to go a-courting along October Hill, and she could laugh away the dark clouds, dry away the snow. It seems like only yesterday, as down the road I go, I've been a rover, I have walked alone, hiked 100 highways, never found a home. In a while, along the way, love's been good to me.
Mr. Sinatra, who wrote the book, paragraph, chapter, verse, and the whole thing. Hey, talking about books, students across the land are settling right into their usual fall routine, much of which revolves around books. College poll on Monitor examines opinions and attitudes on the nation's campuses, and right now, reports on the student predictions concerning possible future violence and demonstrations. Here is Bill Ryan, NBC News.
College poll shows that most students feel radicals and activists will be less successful in staging demonstrations and riots this fall, and that most students feel violence is not needed to bring about further changes on campus. But students interviewed did express concern about one group, the black student body. The students called attention to differences between black student groups and the Students for a Democratic Society, which led many of last year's campus disturbances, and it appears the blacks have substantially rejected the help of the SDS. A black at the University of Chicago told College Poll, "The SDS is out to destroy the university. We are out to shape it to black needs and demands." But to most students, the danger is more from the black militants than the SDS, which students indicate has been largely discredited on campus. An NYU freshman said black students know what they want and they know how to get it. A sophomore at Miami University said the blacks saw that riots and violence paid off. Their campus leaders make no pretense that they will use apolitical means, as they put it, to get results. And the student said apolitical means violence. There are black groups on some campuses maneuvering for control of the black students. At UCLA last year, such groups had a face down that resulted in violence. It is the nature of black demands that may cause real trouble this year. The insistence on black courses, black teachers, and in some cases, separate black facilities and dormitories go beyond the possible in most colleges. Many schools have started black studies programs, and where possible, black professors have been hired. But college officials do not agree on how far separate black studies should go, and many colleges cannot afford black student union buildings in addition to the present facilities. College poll shows that most white students are against black segregation on campus. The experience last year was that the younger black students were more demanding, more black conscious, more susceptible to black power attitudes. College poll shows that if black leaders turn militant in trying to impose their demands on campus this fall, most students will not back them. The black student had the goodwill of most college students up to last year, but black leaders will have to show more statesmanship than they did last year in seeking their objectives if that support is to continue. Bill Ryan, NBC News, for Monitor.
It's new, it's a pick of the week, and it's from the fifth dimension, Wedding Bell Blues.
Yeah.
want to tell you a story right here about a man named James Pottle. The government is still looking for James Pottle. You see, in 1915, Pottle earned $9 from the Commerce Department at a shipbuilding firm in Maine. They sent him a check, and now, 34 years later, the check's been returned because the company can't locate Pottle. And move Commerce Secretary Maurice Stans to poetry this week. And the poem went, "What's become of the rigger named Pottle? He vanished, and I just don't know what'll all of us think. Did he fall in the drink? Was it battle that cooled him, or bottle?" Janice Harper's found someone named Georgie Porgy Pottle.
Georgie Porgy, take a look and you will see tomorrow. Tell me, Georgie, what's ahead for you and me tomorrow?
Right, I'm going to jump off this bridge.
Hold on.
Look, pal, now it's an ugly world and I'm going to go.
Don't tell me. I stood right where you're standing just last month.
What?
I was going to jump too. Then I thought to myself, jumping from a bridge is kind of squirrely. Real people don't jump from bridges.
No kidding. So what did you do?
Well, I tried to think of the most subtle, inconspicuous, sophisticated way out.
Yeah, and what was that?
I started smoking cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Yeah, I like that. That's got class. You know? Hey, you got a cigarette for me?
Sure. One of the new long ones. They're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about increasing your life insurance?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I haven't.
I know a little place a few blocks from here. Nice Italian food. We can talk, smoke a lot, you know.
Hey, good, yeah.
This message was brought to you by your American Cancer Society.
A little bit of Johnny Harris's orchestra. My name is Joe Garagiola, reminding you to stay right where you are to stay completely informed on all national and world developments. Next up, NBC Monitor News on the Hour.
Time to join it, NBC.
We love you.
Want to thank the following good citizens of this city for their kind contributions to us. Mr. Rupert, thank you for leaving your key under the doormat. We were all set to jimmy your window, but you made it easy, and we are truly grateful. Mr. Parisi, our thanks go to you for not leaving a light on. And with all that mail piled up, we knew you were away. We hope you spent your vacation in as nice a place as we spent your money. Thank you, one and all, for continuing to ignore the 10 burglary safeguards that the city put out, and for not dialing 911 to turn us in. Support your local burglar. Why should he work as hard as you?
Operation Safe City.
This is the place New York turns to for news. WNBC, Radio 660, New York.